So track number 13-03-02-0010. School, Old Town High School. Band name, Old Time High School Jazz Ensemble. Class L5. Room 104. Performance time, 2 p.m.
Old Town High School Jazz Ensemble.
Thank you for coming. We're going to play three selections for you. The first one is a Matt Harris tune called Mass Production, and it's going to feature Jessica Pollard on alto saxophone, Zach Fox on trombone, Sarah White on drums, and Erica Ogden on tenor sax. Then we're going to play Terry White arrangement of Stardust, which will feature our flautist, Riley Marquis, and Ben Smith on trumpet. And our last selection is a Mark Taylor arrangement of Blue Blosser, and that is going to feature... That's going to feature Riley Marquis on flute, Jessica Pollard on flute, Rory Sullivan on flute, Garvey Melvin on drums, and Sarah White on trombone.
Do they bring a steak chef? A steak. Do they bring a steak chef?
No. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just teasing. They're not bringing any steak.
Okay. I just like
thank you.
here too?
No.
Thank you. 45th anniversary of the Berklee's High School Jazz Festival, so we've been giving out a certificate for everybody who participated. So I'd like to give you that certificate.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate you all coming. Again, I want to mention that. I think you probably liked you a little bit. Yeah. And we also, the judges are trying to determine an award called the Judge's Choice Award, which goes out to one person that their performance somehow stood out as being a little bit extra special today. So while they're working on determining who that person is, we're going to have for you, Chris, who's an associate professor of ear training at Berklee, do a verbal critique for you folks. And so please give a nice welcome to Dr. Burke McKelvey.
That's nice work. Thanks for bringing your band.
Thank you very much. Thank
so
you.
Just a couple of, first off, I've never heard that good a Marcel Mousseau piano solo. That was really great. Just mimed the whole puppy. It was wonderful. That was, you stayed in there with that. It was great stuff. Also, I'm not sure about the spacing here. Is there like, have we agreed not to have the rhythm section communicate with the, in the back as I was wandering back and forth, there was a real separation. This side of the room had brass, and this side of the room had rhythm section. You might want to just look at the setup at some future point.
Yep.
Okay.
So you think they should be closer?
Yeah, this little gap is it's like their sound was lagged and delayed just a little bit before it came through the
just
as an idea.
Okay, great, thanks.
Lots of stuff was really good, so I'm not going to fill your egos with the really good stuff. Let's look at a way of making it even better. So we have this kind of stuff going on. The saxes were a little bit mid-rangey in the opening piece, and in general I could use more altos in the blend of the saxes. It may be that you have the opportunity to stay with a classical player, and so there's much more mid-range in your horn and less edge in terms of your approach or something. Better airstream, perhaps. Maybe have a little bit higher tongue position to get the air into the horn faster. But in that kind of style, it was kind of muddy. All the notes were there, but it wasn't defined. A little bit more edge and the alto sound would help with that. The flute actually was very clear in those sections, and I lost the alto. In that particular thing, a little fast. The notes that led the fast passages in the first piece were kind of lost, and you just need to spend more time on that to get that really clean, so that we I know it's a never-ending challenge, but we need to get that thing happening. Let's see. The shout chorus was very good. That before it came back down to the dynamic, the softer dynamic. I really liked the way that happened. Your last chorus, by the time you got to that last chorus, you had taken some of the edge off the tempo, and that was much more comfortable. It was only about 8 or 9 BPM slower, but that was really good.
Okay.
So you might want to not, I know it's nerves, and we're hearing, but if you could bring that down a little bit in terms of tempo, that would be a lot better. Flute melody and sentimental was great, and I was wondering how to phrase this. You took the faster section and the solo at the end, and then you had it. When you started off, it was much more like a concert band piece, where each note was vertically straight up. And as a solo, they need to lead into the next one rather than be perfectly placed like it was a slow movement of a concerto. You need to lean them forward.
Okay.
And also on the longer notes, rather than having the same vibrato speed all the way through the note, which we're trained to do with flautists, try to vary the vibrato speed. So you da 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 da. You know, connect the notes and move them together. Might be more of as a vocalist rather than as a flautist. You need to have your hi-hat be a little bit closer on that ballad. The shh was really splashy. It was like shh, rather than so either tighten it down or angle the bottom cymbal up so you get a tighter sound on that. That would really help that out. The tutti was really nice on the attacks, gang. The problem was you didn't release together. The dots were really good, but it wasn't like da. Some of you were da, and some of you were da. So make sure not only your attacks tight, but also the releases of those short notes behind when the 2D section comes in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to really make that sparkle. Wonderfully connected notes in the soli at the end, the ending. That was really nice. Third tune. I might suggest that the conga part start less active because you have no place to go if you start right off with the 16th notes. Maybe the first chorus have it be an eighth note, and then double it up so that builds a little bit. That would be nice. Brass was really nice. I didn't really have the sense when you came in that you were already thinking of your line. It was like you weren't coming along and then playing your line. It was like you were standing still, and all of a sudden you tried to step on a moving sidewalk, and you, the first couple of beats weren't right in there. If you could visualize the melody or your line for a couple of measures before you come in, so you're thinking, do-do-do-do-do, and then you write in good time rather than trying to catch up to the tempo. And then just don't rush on the last chorus. You knew you could smell the water. You know, you were coming back to the barn. Just hold that back. That would be really nice. But I love the energy, the balance. As I said, a lot of things about 2D and Soli I don't have to talk about. They're in great shape. But these other little things, I think, will put a little polish on the arrangement. Thanks so much for coming today.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
As I said, it was called the Judge's Choice Award. And I don't know how they come up with these. It's quite a challenge when you have so many good players all together. But this award is based on thinking that somebody just, their performance just added to the ensemble just a little bit extra today. And they decided to give this award to Ben Smith. Jazz Ensemble, really appreciate having you.